Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hello, my name is Les Jones. I'm the creative director at Practice Plan. Welcome to today's podcast. Today, I'd like to talk to you about something that doesn't really get covered that much within a dental practice, and that is your brand. Let me start by asking you a question. Does your practice have a brand? Now, if you are stopping to ponder that question for anything more than about 1.2 seconds, let me stop you right there, because the answer is yes. Every practice has a brand, the same as every person has a personality. It is not something that you have a choice to have or not to have. Where you do have a choice is how you present that brand and how you develop that brand. And that's what I want to talk to you about. But let's start right at the beginning. So what is a brand? Well, let me answer that question firstly by saying what it isn't. And what it isn't is your logo. Your logo is not your brand. Your logo is a signifier of your brand. It is a visual jolt into the minds of your patients or your prospective patients as to what they can expect when they experience come into your practice. So when you're driving down the road and you pass that big giant M for McDonald's, you know that that's not the brand. What the brand is the food, the service, and you put your own take on that as to whether you like McDonald's food or whether you don't like McDonald's food. But the big yellow M will be the thing that plants that little seed into your mind and gets you thinking about that particular experience. In many ways, your brand is your reputation. It is how people perceive you in your marketplace. And that means that your brand is not what you think it is, it's what your customers think it is. And if you want some evidence of that, ask the people at Volkswagen. I dare say that we all have a different view of Volkswagen's reputation now than we probably did 18 months or 2 years ago, despite all their best efforts to present their particular messages to us. So it's your reputation, it's how you're perceived in your marketplace. And why is brand important? Well, brand is probably more important in today's market than it ever has been, because people are time poor. They are making decisions on whether to use a particular company or buy a particular product on smaller and smaller pieces of information. They are relying on gut feeling. They're not going into something trying to find evidence or to compare one product against another. They're relying more and more on gut feeling. And if you want an example of that, ask yourself, have you over the last month thrown a letter away without opening it? Most of us probably have. That's you picking up a letter, looking at what it says on the front and deciding without even opening it whether it's something for you or something that isn't for you. Brand is also important because we live in a world that is increasingly about sameness, and the dental sector is probably one of the most graphic examples of that. Dentistry is a homogenous zone. It is full of sameness and similarity. Google dentist in any town and then look at all the websites that appear on the front page and you will see sameness. Websites that look similar, that present similar products and services, that use the same language, that even use the same stock photography. It is very difficult for us as potential patients of a practice to differentiate between one or another. And that's where brand and branding can really help you to differentiate yourself from that competition. But what is the difference between brand and branding? Well, that's quite simple. perhaps easily described by reflecting it back onto you as a person, that every person has a personality. It's what's right at your core. That is your brand. Your branding is how you bring that to life and how you communicate that personality to the outside world. So if you're a person, it's about the type of house you live in, the type of car you buy, the type of clothes that you wear, the kinds of holiday that you go on. All of those are conscious decisions that are reflective of your inner personality. And so it is with a brand for a practice. You have your core personality, and then you have to design your branding to reflect and bring out that personality and differentiate it from your competition. So what makes up a brand? Well, for me, there are four distinct areas that you need to give your attention to. Firstly, it's your mix of products and services. People will perceive the kind of service they're going to get according to what that mix of products and services is that you put in front of them. So if you're a family-friendly dental practice in a small town that's doing general maintenance dentistry, that's one set of messages that are going out into the marketplace. But if you're an inner city, high-end cosmetic clinic or spa type dentist, that's another set of products and services that are going out into the marketplace. So that mix of products and services will define in the mind of your audience what they should be expecting. Secondly, we have the physical environment within the practice. And that starts with driving up to the practice, the front door or the car park, moving into the reception area, the waiting area, and into the surgery. All of that environment will create conscious or subconscious feelings within your audience and your patients as to what they can expect. So things like your choice of furniture, your choice of color, the choice of the things that you put on the wall, are all talking to your patients in terms of the personality that you're putting across. Thirdly, we have your collateral. So the things that represent the practice when you're not there, things like your website, your brochures, your advertisements, all of those things are putting messages across to your audience without you actually physically being there to talk about the practice yourself. They, again, need to be reflective of the core values and personality of your practice. And they have to be carefully designed in terms of language, in terms of choice of imagery, in terms of layout. All of those things will take your audience in one particular direction or another. So, question is, can you actually create a strong, powerful, and charismatic brand in a small dental practice? Or is it something for the big boys like the McDonald's and the Marks and Spencers and the Nikes of this world? Well, I would say yes, you absolutely can, if you put your mind to it and if you allocate the resources that are required to develop a strong and consistent brand within your practice. Let me give you an example of a very small company that has differentiated itself within a very, very competitive environment. In Harrogate, there is a cafe called Betty's, Betty's Cafe. It is a cafe that does pretty much the same thing as every other cafe up and down the country, and certainly the same as the competition within the town. It sells tea and coffee, it sells cakes, it sells sandwiches. It has an environment, it has tables, it has chairs, it has waiters and waitresses, and it has people in the kitchen. No change there from any other cafe within that particular town. Yet why is it that of all the cafes in Harrogate, Betty's always has a queue going round the block every single day? And that is because it has taken hold of its brand and deliberately and consciously tried to create a reputation within that town that is distinctly different and better than the competition. And it does it by paying attention to small details. So Betty's sets out to create a quintessentially English cafe or tea shop experience. And that is reflected in the uniforms that the staff wear. It is reflected in the pottery and the ceramics that are used to serve up the food. It is reflected in the way that the menu is designed. It is reflected in the language that people use within that particular cafe. And as a result, they massively differentiate themselves from the competition just by paying attention to small details, being creative within those small details, and coming up with something that is memorable and distinctive. And you definitely can do that within your practice if you put your mind to it. But it's not a one-hit thing. Developing a strong and charismatic brand is something that is consistent, has to be added to and developed and nurtured continually as you go forward. So how do you go about it? Well, I would say you start at the end. Sit down and think what you would like your reputation to be within your particular environment or town. Write down descriptive words of how you would hope people would talk about your practice when you're not there. And then start to think about those four areas. So if you created a clear picture of how you want to be perceived, how would you bring that to life within your products and services, within your environment within the practice, within your collateral, your website, your brochures, and in particularly the way that people act and behave within your practice. That is the fourth element of a successful brand, the way that people behave and interact. Your audience will forgive you a dodgy looking logo. What they won't forgive you is poor service or rude service. Your staff have to be absolutely switched on to deliver fantastic experience time and time again in a very, very consistent way. And you can use brand and branding to develop that. You can use the brand of the practice as almost a kind of a control mechanism that sets the bar as to where people should be in terms of the way they interact with your patients on a day-to-day basis. So for me, brand is becoming more and more important for a dental practice, whether you're an inner city practice or based in a small town or village. It's about differentiating yourself. It's about developing and designing a very memorable and distinct experience for your patients and making sure that every single person within your practice buys into that brand and is prepared to deliver it time and time again.